You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Jazz Brown. He's talking to me from Seattle, Washington. Jazz, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jazz, what's happening now in your studio? And you can tell me about other things you're working on, if you are, or collaborations. I imagine you're working on your art, but yeah, what is occupying your creative sphere at this time?
Ultimately, I just moved into a new studio space. Space is much smaller than my previous space, which gave me a bit of concern for a split second, just wondering how it's going to incorporate my style, which is vivid geometric tones, into a new space. It's, again, much smaller to work in. And surprisingly, the work I'm doing now is actually way more explosive in the smaller space. So I think the smaller space kind of forced me to change the style up a bit, and yeah, I'm loving it.
So that's really interesting. I mean, before we get into the work, space itself, right? I mean, people talk about this, in New York a bit. I mean, not always as specifically as you are, but the size of the studio depends, makes such a difference, right? Like, you think of all the abstract expressionist painters in New York, they had these like monstrous studios they were working out of. So your work was small before you moved into the studio, wasn't it? You're not working on really large canvases or boards, right?
I guess small. It depends on what you consider small. I guess the average piece is probably 40 by 30 inches.
Oh, yeah, that's not so small. I thought it was smaller than that. So that is big. So how did moving into a smaller studio affect that? Because, right, I would think there's something about, yeah, that big space that, or I imagine the studio you had before that lent itself to that size. So what happened that made them like more explosive, as you were saying?
Ultimately, I guess the best way I can describe it is the work I was doing in the previous studio was more hard edged. So it's just, a lot of precision, a lot of taping. And I don't know, it was a smaller space. So it seemed easier to do, but in this, the previous space was larger. In the new space, which is a lot smaller, there's not a lot of room to move around. So my concern was just, paint getting everywhere and splatter, making a mess. But took probably 2 months just to kind of reset, and I don't know. The best way to describe it is the previous hard edge work was more like an egg. And this is sort of a pupa stage. I don't know. I feel like something's, the next iteration of the style is going to be, even more explosive.
And is it entirely abstract now? I know you've used text in the past and in these new works. Are you're working with geometric abstractions solely, or are there other elements? What's happening kind of content-wise, if that's a good, we can talk about that.
Sure, yeah. I'm giving the text a bit of a break. The text, it was kind of cool. I'm not sure if you're familiar with my text pieces, but it was pretty much breaking down words and, using them to create new words in a sense. But I think what I want to do now is using the same geometric forms, I think ultimately shapes and text, they're all symbols. So using the shapes to give the same response that the text would have given. So I don't know, the shapes are singing now. It's kind of hard to describe, but there's this cool texture that I'm working with now using a 100% palette knife. So it's just giving a different feel to the paintings.
And the paintings do have, you mentioned them as explosive. To me, they also seem like, or the ones that I've seen online, they're there's a lot of action happening, right? It feels almost like a dance, or there's aspects of it that seem like a puzzle, but not static at all. It feels like all the, because of the dark lines in between them and the shapes, it feels like they're almost kind of battling with each other. Yeah, is that what you mean by explosive? Yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely, I guess, explosive on a cosmic scale. I guess the same way that a star would explode.
And so where is this, what's going to happen with the current work that you're working on? Is it, do you see it like in a series or will it be shown somewhere? Where is that work going?
I don't know. I'm going to kind of leave it up to, you know, to the cosmos, you know. I definitely am working on a series and I definitely foresee a show, you know, can't say when, but yeah, definitely. I mean, it's, you know, just inevitable for the most part. You know, I paint and, you know, a show pops up, so, you know, that's kind of how it goes.
You paint and you also show, oh at pop-ups, you're saying, pop-up shows?
Just period, you know, I paint and, you know, I don't know, you know, not to sound, you know, cocky or anything, but I haven't submitted for a show in years. You know, usually someone shoots me email or gets in touch with me, you know, through a, you know, a contact and, yeah.
No, that doesn't sound cocky. I mean, tell me how that happens, though, because that's, I you know, this, everybody works differently. I talk to painters who are not interested in showing. I talk to painters who are represented in showing a lot. I talk to painters who, yeah, wait for things to happen to them or aren't interested in putting themselves out there in specific ways. But for you, how does that work? Because people obviously have to know about you.
Certainly.
How does that process happen?
I don't know. I guess the whole, as far as artists concerned, I don't necessarily consider myself an artist. I don't, you know, put a stamp and, you know, a brand and this is what I do. Primarily the work comes first, you know, just the expression. So it's, you know, painting always comes first, you know, before sales, before shows, you know, the actual task of, you know, applying gesso to canvas, going over with that gesso with a sketch, going over that sketch with, you know, layers of tones, that always comes first. And I don't know, I think because of that, I don't know, there's a passion, you know, that needs to express itself and, you know, expresses itself through, you know, the internet. You know, I'll, you know, post, I use Instagram primarily as a place to showcase the work, and I don't know, you know, just, you know, the stars align, and yeah,
right. I like that idea, because I think we all like the stars to align for us, but sometimes they don't as much as others. But maybe it's also how you're approaching it, or who you are to, you know, how people receive you, because you're, do you have studio visits also? Are people coming into the studio and meeting you? Does that happen much, or not?
Not necessarily in this newer space, but yeah, the old space, yeah. Again, I use, you know, the internet as a primary means of advertising, and yeah, folks, you know, you can only see so much with a tiny picture, so folks are definitely curious, and yeah, I've had studio visits, and you know, yeah, the rest kind of takes care of itself.
So that's interesting. So the internet is also part of your realm of exhibition, right? You're
certainly,
you're posting things on, and walk me through a little bit of that. Is that Twitter or Facebook, and then people message you or find out or ask more about your work for there? What do you mean by
pretty much that? Yeah, both Facebook and Instagram. I just think you know, the way we perceive and, you know, purchase art is changing. Social media has made, you know, the art realm not as exclusive as it used to be, you know. I think a lot of folks are intimidated by art in general, especially galleries. Folks are intimidated by galleries. So to be able to, you know, see work online and, you know, shoot a message and inquire, you know, ask questions that, you know, they would feel almost afraid to ask in a gallery, you know, for fear of being, you know, shunned or mocked or whatever. But yeah, just to shoot me a message and, you know, ask me about, you know, the tones that I, you know, use, or just the shapes or whatever. And yeah, just, you know, go from there.
Right. And so to talk a little bit about how studio visits go, obviously people come, they're looking at the work. you know, some artists walk through and talk to people a little bit about the work. It seems that you have a particular way of approaching things and an expression behind your work. Is that expression ever something you talk about in terms of a message or specific content, or do you leave that wide open and leave it just kind of formal, that this is about forms and color and that there isn't any message or content related to it being either philosophical or cultural, something else that's specific?
Certainly, yeah. The ultimate message is, we are the cosmos. I start off with that, and it's not a preachy message. It's simply, the truth. This is kind of where I start. I usually explain to the perceiver that I paint the canvas completely black, to mimic the cosmos. And what you see on the surface is more or less a projection from the black underneath. Yeah. So to be able to see the black on the sides of the canvas lets you see where the expression is coming from. And if you could see that, almost as a mirror of sorts, and understand, that's how reality is functioning. Existence is the projection, and you're the black underneath, more or less. And I think that's the best way to describe how I would describe to the prospective viewer.
I love that, and that's at once poetic, and it's also sort of clear in terms of process. Does that also have any relationship to the fact that I think you're African American, if I'm correct? Does that also relate to any of the culture that you were brought up in? Because that almost sounds very, very specific. This kind of initial dark layer and being dark underneath. Does it relate to that at all, or is that kind of a reach for me?
Not necessarily. I think on an existential scale, it could be perceived as bodies of African descent were the first on Earth, and again, darker tones from there, and then from that, lighter tones, mutated in a sense. But yeah, I guess it's all one, so you can kind of use from dark to the expressions of dark for the most part.
Hmm. I like that. And in terms of Seattle as a place to be, I know you came from Savannah, Georgia. You're in Seattle now. How is it there in terms of, because I know I've interviewed a lot of people from there, artists of all different types. How do you see the scene there in terms of its reception of the arts, or the conversation just among artists? Does it feel like a vibrant art community there to you, a receptive one?
Oh, certainly, yeah. It's growing a lot. When I first got here, I wasn't painting. I've been here for 15 years, and I would, go down to Pioneer Square and, kind of do the art walk and all that good stuff, but had no intent on painting, and started purchasing art and realized that I was kind of, wasting my time and, what I really wanted to do since I was a child. Got into the art scene, met a few artists, and there's a nice